Sometimes it's almost hard to get quiet.
This is October the 27th, 1988. Time is 2 p.m.
And maybe we would hear from Rick.
Ask for assistance in putting Rick aside as someone who can come through.
Aubrey, put on the channel tape. We have plenty of time. It's as good a time as any. I'm going to block her. At her right ear. Isu Sananda has his own circuit which he relinquishes periodically to the other masters. And that is behind your left ear. It does not necessarily mean that you will not think that I'm coming sometimes from either ear, if you will. The tone sometimes will seem to come more from one side than another. That is very often precipitated simply by the action or the vibrations in the air. But when you cannot turn the one off on your left side, you better pay attention to who it might be. The sound may not seem to come from there. With her, it is more a sense of calmness on her right side where I am, because we are so well meshed. And a feeling of almost fullness to even a skin reaction on her left side. Now, you may not be triggered the same way she is, but that's how she knows. She knows every time Isu is here, because he will do that. You will have your own particular trigger mechanisms that go into action. I would not presume upon what he may wish to say or do. It could very well just be a contact session. Because all tones are being adjusted now in her head. But I tell you, you have a biggie coming down. And that will always trigger a vibratory response in any of your receivers. When we go on alert, whether you realize it or not, you go on alert. The grandfather can always get through. Therefore, as Aton, I very frequently will come through, and Aton does not need a circuit that is already in place from your birth. Go ahead, Oberly.
Welcome home, Randall.
Nice to be here.
Thank you. We have a great presence in the room. I would like you to quiet yourself. You will recognize who it is. We've had a very interesting few days. You won't know the other physical energies in the room, but we will get acquainted in a minute. We're doing a little playing with the circuitry. You have a very large happening. And the wires are hot with it. I will not presume to speak for the master. I will presume, at least temporarily here, till we come into some kind of comfort to work with Rick a little bit. Or he feels of the presence, but his consciousness keeps cutting in. And I would think that maybe if we have just a little conversation with the one that thinks he's Rick, we'll find that all become one. This is also not to exclude Alan or Randall. Oberle should be the only one that really is not with us anyway. Randall will be with us very shortly. A lot of very brilliant energies always come to this place. We are working very, very strongly at materialization. I will expect no surprise if from time to time you turn and one or the other of you will see one of the brothers. There are some far more advanced at forming holograms than others. And we're getting to the point where you will find more and more. Now, at the end of the light streams, you will see the craft. More effort is being made at that. You will know that from the description, those who did not see it, this is for Dorma and Rick, for when they monitor this tape again, because Rick will find himself getting a little more and more removed from this conversation, although he will hear it in more clarity than he does when he simply sits in the room, because he will not be impacted by what goes on in the room. He's having a one-to-one argument with himself. But we're going to begin today to get some conversations going amongst our brothers. And you're learning fast. You picked up the energy. You picked up the energy where it was. And I would like Isu to speak. I don't care if he comes in the form of Sananda. I don't care if he comes in the form of Rick. I would like for Rick to open his mouth and respond to me, please. Do you hear me?
I hear you.
Thank you.
What would you have me say this time?
Just share with us a little bit. Need a little encouragement. I want you to please tell them that you stand by, and that regardless of how it appears, how rough the waters may seem, that you have control of the ship. Sananda, please, that is what we need to hear, because the oceans are going to get very rocky, and our brothers must know where the stability and the guidance is. And ultimately, it is not Hatton. And in this project, where it's brother with brother, it would be Isu Sananda and Jermaine and Moria, Korton, Semyasi. Please let your consciousness know this. Your ultimate Your ultimate source is the source. But the ones that are going to walk you through and light your way so that you in turn can follow and light the way of your brother are these masters. At this point, it is something with which the human consciousness can deal. We are all teachers. I'm speaking now as your commander from Pleiades. No higher, but no lesser than you. And we need to begin to practice, Rick. And Alan, if you feel you would like to respond, the master stands beside all of you. I would hear from Randall when he joins the group. You all feel the presence. You felt the presence. It is the intimidation and the bringing back of the consciousness when you open your mouth to speak. And it is never as hard the second time. Always the first is hardest. And you ones are closer to Sananda. With Dharma for years of her life, it was grandfather. And if you feel more comfortable with grandfather, speak as grandfather. You know what he wishes to say. And because it sounds like Rick or Alan or Randall, it is not for you to judge what the words may be. But if forever the mouth is kept closed, maybe you are depriving your brother of the message that he must hear. And we play pretty hard games at some times to make you feel just about as bad as we could make you feel. Maybe the message is for Alan. Randall just arrived, Rick. Maybe Randall needs to hear. Is Rick hearing me?
Rick is where the problem lies, I'm afraid.
You're trying too hard, son. When the effort comes at pushing aside the energy, and it may be that we can do some physical gameplay. Dharma, in her own right, is an exceptionally good hypnotherapist. And we're struggling at this very hard.
I would feel of the energy as I speak. It is with great difficulty that I would speak the words of the Master at this time.
We will grow above it. This is always the human consciousness who has such great respect for these energies that come to share, that you feel humbled. And yet you spend all of your time with these ones. And in your heart you know it. It is with Dharma yesterday. You once spend your time with us. I told you who I am. And yet you're not intimidated by me. And as Sananda said, I outrank him. It is lack of familiarity, and yet total familiarity, and yet the voice will sound like yours. And it is that first sounding of the voice that sounds like yours. It will pass. And if that one is too hard with which to deal, let us hear Semyasi. You'll know It has to sound like you and your masculine energy, but it will not concern you nearly as much. They're all here. Jermaine is here. He would be happy to speak. Jermaine always is happy to speak, whether or not he's asked. Corton's hovering over poor Alan until he's about to smother him. I'm afraid we won't name our radio station after him. You've got to lighten up. This is fun, remember? Aren't you glad you came, Randall?
I am very glad I came.
Good. Let's hear from you. Tell us how glad you are you're here. And this will let the other one settle down. Where have you been?
I've been traveling in the last few weeks on my way here. It makes my heart swell to be in the presence again.
Maybe that's part of the energy we were feeling, a brother coming home.
I feel love.
And boy, do we have a lot of work stacked up for you. We were just discussing that.
Maybe that's what I feel. It's a soothing but pulsating feeling.
Many things are coming down. Many, many things. Some you will perceive as wonderful, others you will perceive as very difficult with which to deal. But we're on our way. Sorting has begun. There are wondrous things coming forth. You ones are truly learning to manifest. And we're going to share as much of it as we can. If it requires into the night, every night. Sometimes this camaraderie is more important even than the paperwork, because once we have the camaraderie, the paperwork will simply flow. And this is called a joining of energies. Now, would you guess just from what you feel in this room that very much darkness can stand against you? I wouldn't want in here if I had a smudge of soot on me, even if I were Santa Claus. When you talk about the hand of God, I want to tell you something. He's got big arms. Have you visited with Joe and Megan in the last few days since he was here?
Yes, I have.
Have you been with him?
No, not personally. I've over the phone. I understand that it could conversation.
Yes, we did. I'm very concerned.
Yes.
I had hoped maybe that you had gone back. I didn't monitor it. I didn't scan it. I want them to know that they can gain all the strength they need from here. They have great, great pain. The young one must be tended, or he's got great, great trouble.
Their son?
Yes.
Yes.
I think that we probably also have a great, how will I put this, because he will not have perceived it as I'm going to put it. I was a bit harsh in some areas with Joe, because of the, well, let's see, what do you call it? Planet media.
Yes.
While we're all just visiting and relaxing, I'm going to discuss a few of these things. These are things he would most surely share with you. I see a great melding of energies that are involved with that particular, what would we call it, corporation, company, just for overall reference. I perceive many serious problems. But the major problem will be much closer to him, Joe, and Megan, than the other things that I have monitored from this relationship. When we talk about filming media and technology, there's great upheaval amongst the ones who developed the lenses. Now, I realize that Mr. Eppolita is not a portion or a major participant in the film group, but I sense a great deal of distress. There will be great distress over relationships that have already been disadvantaged. And this will bother Joe a great deal. And I make no judgment. Those that can work with us are welcome to work with us. We always allow ones to sort themselves. A lot of times in the making of proposals, things are exaggerated or possession is assumed for the point of the sale. In other words, let us say we weigh our dividends, if that's not a good one, Dorma, but that'll do. We weigh on the side that makes our company look the most progressive and the best. There is not anything wrong with that as long as it is a legitimate project, a legitimate product, and all ones are in agreement with how a given product is to be utilized. I don't wish for Joe and or Megan, wherever the friendship lies, to be disenchanted with the friendship. And I did ask Joe if he felt he could work within this group. And he felt, yes, he could. But he was pretty sure Mr. Eppolita can't. I want to tell you, Randall, that that is immaterial. For one thing, that is not our project. You sent it as a guide. We recognize many ones in there that we already know. And we owe great debt to ones like Mr. Rudenberg, who helped and worked with Ted Turner to bring forth some remarkable pieces of world peace literature. High-level meetings of panels for discussion. Working with the Russians to bring forth pictorials that will change this world and the relationship therein if we listen carefully. Extremely brilliant group of men. And we will never cast any possibility aside over personalities, because any personality is capable of change. Or let us look at the facts. You see, what happens is man makes his judgments. Maybe one makes an error, the rest jump to conclusions. Man has got to learn to be more forgiving and more discerning. And then we have to be very cautious about what we do, because we're going to be doing a lot of it. As you know, Panama has approved this loan. This is for Randall. I'll just catch up a little bit. I will tell you that they are very clever, slick maneuverers. They've met the match. I'm pretty clever and pretty slick. They want to use Morgan Gundy as an underwriter. When we look at that very closely, it is a Mr. Gundy and a Morgan, not Morgan Gundy. Now, that's all right for them. It got the very results that they put that forth for. It looks like you must have one of the most prestigious underwriters in the whole of this world, when actually they have taken the names of two very well known, very highly respected ones, and formed a corporation and called themselves Morgan Gundy. There is nothing wrong with that, friends. It is wrong if they're going to take your money and not give it back to you, if they have set up a fraudulent deal. Now, I would like for Randall, please, to listen through the contract as I described it to you, bit by bit by bit. I don't mean to infer, Randall, that you do not know. It is just that I assume, because I guess I'm going to pull rank, I have access to knowledge. Please do not interpret this as we're not going to do it. What I am going to require of you ones is to look at everything possible, so that you go right in with eyes wide open, and they know you're coming in with eyes wide open, because you have excellent projects. And before they're done, they're going to know that. They're also going to know you don't play around and try to fool, well, you call it Mother Nature. You don't try to fool God, or you might be in trouble. There's nothing wrong with utilizing every resource we have. They just must understand that we know. And as long as they know we know, they can try anything they want. They would not be allowed to pull it off. They are going, if we go in there, they are going to fund it. I can guarantee it. Or they'll back away and we'll never get that far. But you see how good it is to have the knowledge in front. Now, this is not brilliance on the part of Hatton. Every one of you had access to the same knowledge. I waited to make these very comments until all of you had heard, at least. We're also practicing at paying very close attention to every word said. And in repeating, Oberle told you this morning, there was a discussion with John Jeffers. And we're moving into some serious money. Serious money. The kinds and sizes that get you killed. Well, in Los Angeles, they'll kill for 50 cents. I don't know how you feel about 50 billion. But I'll tell you how the underworld feels about it. Two ways. They want to get rid of the 50 billion they have and make money on it. And you need the 50 billion to build the world. So we're going to have a nice workable relationship. We don't tattle on them, and they leave us alone and just keep supplying us with money. We'll wash and wash and wash and bleach and bleach, and we'll make it all pure and clean. We're going to be very careful what we get hung up about.
Commander?
Yes, please.
I would ask to hear Sananda speak through Dharma.
Rick, that is not fair.
Okay.
Dharma doesn't know what he wants to say. What do you think he wants to say? Rick, if I let you off the hook now,